I disagree with Ayn Rand on architecture as an art form and on the nature of femininity and masculinity, and he said, and a few other things. But I accept objective reality, reason, self-interest, capitalism. Am I still an objectivist? I get this question all the time. There is no list of concretes that bars someone from being an objectivist. Objectivism is a philosophy, and as such defined in terms of essentials. And the essentials are basically what you said or what I offer in OPAR in more detail. Objective reality, reason, defined as the conceptualization of sense data via using logic as the means of knowledge. Rational self-interest as the ethics, laissez-faire capitalism as the politics, and romanticist art as aesthetics. All those are integrated into one system. If you deny any of those, as I argued in OPAR, you deny them all. So you deny the whole philosophy. But there are countless forms in which you have to ask the question, how does that whole abstract philosophy apply to this particular case? And if you are truly applying the philosophy, you're applying it honestly, but you disagree with someone else, that has nothing to do with whether you are an objectivist. I frequently disagree with objectivists, for instance, on a presidential election. I think such and such a character would be depraved and the other one is better. And people say, but look what the other one believes. And I do believe on every disagreement, it will ultimately be shown that a contradiction can't exist. One is correct and the other is not. But that doesn't mean you know what is correct. And it doesn't mean the false one came from your not being an objectivist. Maybe your error came from an interpretation of facts, even though you conscientiously applied objectivism. There are many things which Ayn Rand believed, which are result of her study of psychology and of people, not part of her philosophy. And you'll see that I left those things out of my book deliberately. For instance, masculinity and femininity. She had very strong views on that and very good arguments, I may say, in regard to it. But if you disagree, that doesn't say anything about objectivism. Now, if you say you had a revelation from God that she's wrong, that's not egalitarianism, so she's wrong, then, of course, you're rejecting objectivism. But you have to get over the idea that if you disagree with objectivists, with something Ayn Rand said, that she considered important, you're not an objectivist. That's fantastic. That would turn objectivists into mindless followers. I mean, the extreme of this is somebody once told me that he was changing his hair color to orange because he wanted to be like Howard Roark. And I don't know if he thought that was mandatory to objectivism, but I really gasped, at that. So I hope you don't think of this and this and this and this is required for, I wouldn't even think about what's required for objectivism. Just think about what's true. And then if objectivists don't believe it, it's tough on them. You can say objectivism is good, but it has this mistake. But you can't think with the idea that the answers are in the back of the book given by Ayn Rand.